Today, we say hello to our listeners on KWBW in Hutchinson, Kansas. I was recently in their hometown to visit with folks above ground and do interviews below ground. Residents know why I was 650 feet below the earth, and in a moment, the rest of you will as well. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Myron Marcotte doesn't just work in a museum. He has lived the museum.
I've actually worked in this mine for 45 years. I'm one of the only people left that all the equipment on display in our museum, I've either operated it or seen it operate.
He's speaking of Stratica, the Kansas Underground Salt Museum in Hutchinson, Kansas. Myron worked 650 feet below ground mining salt, a good portion of which is used to treat roads in the winter.
A high volume, low margin industry, so salt sells extremely cheap. If you get $40 a ton, you're getting a lot of money. But in the wintertime, when demand is high, the miners will work 10, 12-hour days, 7 days a week for months on end.
This mine is here in part because of a man named Emerson Carey, who founded the Carey Salt Company. Myron says Mr. Carey was just a boy when his family moved here to follow his father, who was looking for work.
He and his mother walked to Kansas to meet with Dad. They stopped at Lincoln's Memorial. And his mother really wanted to teach her kids how great a man Lincoln was. And at that time, Emerson said in his own words, "Is he vowed to do as Lincoln would do."
He did build a company that cared for its employees and the community. In the process, he built a business empire.
Salt made him wealthy beyond all imagination. As far as he was concerned, we figured out when he died, he was worth $15 million in 1930 dollars.
There's much more to the story, though. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.